Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Moed Katan, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So Mishnah Ches is going to talk about the malachas that are Letzorech HaMoed or Mutter, but you're not allowed to just do it in the regular way. If it's a Maisa Uman, then even Letzorech HaMoed, it's a problem. You're only allowed to do Maisa Hedyot. So it's considered to have been done as a Maisa Hedyot if it was done either by someone who doesn't have the skills of an Uman, or it's done by an Uman, but it's done with a Shinoi, so it becomes like a Maisa Hedyot. So a Hedyot Tofer Kedarko, if you're not really an expert seamstress, so then you could just sew things in your normal way. V'ho Uman Machliv, but if a person is an expert tailor, so then he has to make uneven stitchings, because that's going to be enough of a Shinoi. Umasargin Esamitovs, you're allowed to make the ropes that hold the beds, that hold the mattresses, that support the bed, because that's also not a Maisa Uman. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mimatchin, that you're allowed to tighten them also if they became loose, but meaning in that statement that you're allowed to tighten them, he's telling me you're not allowed to place them in the first place, that would be considered a Maisa Uman. Now Mishnah Tes talks about also things that are Letzorech HaMoed. Ma'amid in Tanav Kirayim V'Rechayim B'Moed, you're allowed to set up an oven or a stove or millstones on Chol HaMoed, provided that it's needed to prepare the food for the Yom Tov, because food-related work is mutter on Chol HaMoed, if it's a Tzorech HaMoed, and it's mutter to do, even though it's Maisa Uman. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in Mechabshin Esrei Chaim B'tchila, you're not allowed to roughen up the new millstones so that they'll grind properly. If it's too smooth, it's not going to grind anything, so you're not allowed to make it more rough on Chol HaMoed. The Chum allowed making the new millstone, which obviously includes that element of it. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's a Maisa Uman, and it involves a lot of tircha. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Ches, we said that a person who's not skilled can just sew as he normally would, but an Uman, a seamstress or a tailor, would have to do it with a Shinoi. And then we had a Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, if you're allowed to set up a bed to tie the ropes that hold that support the bed in the first place, or you're only allowed to fix it up if it's already been tied but loosened. And then in Mishnah Tes we said you're allowed to set up a Tanur v'Kirayim and a Rechayim on Chol HaMoed, but Rabbi Yehuda said no, you're not allowed to set up a Rechayim because you're not even allowed to roughen the surface of a Rechayim in order to make it function more properly, where it will be able to grind the food appropriately. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with the last Mishnah of the first parak of Maseches Moed Katan.